Well, on to this year's Olympic Games and the possibility that some of the best American athletes may be disqualified. Tim Montgomery, the world's fastest human, has been told by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency he may have committed drug violations that could bar him from this summer's Games in Athens. He was among four athletes who received letters from the U.S. agency yesterday accusing them of a conspiracy to violate anti-doping rules. Now, joining us from Portland, Oregon, is NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman, and thanks very much for being with us to give us an update on this story. Who are the four athletes, Tom?
As you mentioned, Tim Montgomery, he's the world record holder in the men's 100 meter. That's without armor. And also the boyfriend of this country's most famous Olympic athlete, Marion Jones. The others, Neil, are Christy Gaines and Alvin Harrison. They're both sprinters who've won Olympic medals. World champion sprinter Michelle Collins. And the Washington Post is reporting that Ukrainian sprinter Zhanna Block has also received a letter. She lives and trains in the U.S.
Now, have any of them actually failed a drug test?
No, and that is a significant point. The unique aspect of these cases is that USADA, which is short for the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, is pursuing them, these cases, without positive drug tests, but instead evidence gathered in the investigation of BALCO. And BALCO is the Northern California laboratory allegedly at the center of a performance-enhancing drug distribution scandal.
Now, why does the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency think they committed a violation and do more than think? I mean, it's charged them with it.
Well, USADA believes it has enough evidence from the BALCO files. Different sources with access to the evidence say that evidence includes damning emails, schedules of alleged drug use, references within those emails and schedules and calendars to illegal steroids and stimulants, and EPO is even mentioned. That's a red blood cell boosting substance that basically increases oxygen for the body.
Now, has any athlete previously been barred from participation unless they were actually caught red-handed, unless urine tests detected something?
Well, yes. Actually, last month, Kelly White, who was, you certainly would have seen her winning medals in Athens, top sprinter, world champion in both the 100 and 200 meters, was banned for 2 years last month when USADA came to her with evidence from BALCO and said, this is what we've got. And Kelly White said, you got me. And she admitted to it and actually told USADA that she would try and help them in their goal of outing more so-called drug cheats before the Athens Games. Although it's debatable whether she can do that, because many people say that a lot of these athletes don't really know what the other person is doing. There's just a lot of rumor and innuendo.
And lawyers for some of the athletes who've been named in this investigation say, look, absent positive proof, we're going to take you to court if you try to keep us away from the U.S. Olympic trials and the Olympic Games.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what, you know, USADA, I think, was heartened by what happened with Kelly White, because she just admitted it, as I just said. But yes, the lawyers for Tim Montgomery and a few other of these sprinters who got the letters have said, no, the evidence is inconclusive. And without a positive drug test, you really can't do this. And that that will be challenged. And if they, in fact, do as they say and fight these charges, that's an issue that'll be batted back and forth. It'll be very interesting to see how it's resolved.
So who ultimately is going to end up deciding if these athletes are going to be allowed to compete?
Well, they go through a review process, and the review board makes a recommendation. It goes through this whole adjudication process, and if it turns out that there are formal charges and sanctions against the athletes, they can then go to arbitration. The ultimate the International Court of Arbitration for Sport has the final say. A lot of athletes say, "Well, we're going to sue." Marion Jones came out and said, "I'm going to sue if they try and do this to me." Athletes can sue, but they won't have much luck, because these Olympic athletes sign agreements saying that disputes will be handled in arbitration. So if the whole process runs its course by the start of the Olympic Games in August, then the Court of Arbitration for Sport, as I say, will have the final say. What will be interesting is if the cases aren't resolved by the beginning of the Games, then what happens? Hmm. The head of the World Anti-Doping Agency, Richard Pound, was quoted today as saying that he believes that that these cases that aren't resolved, the International Olympic Committee would be able to step in and rule the athletes ineligible. But we haven't been able to confirm that yet with the IOC, so it could be a bit of a mess.
All right. Tom Goldman, thanks very much.
Thank you, Neil.
NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. He joined us from his home office in Portland, Oregon.